It's a prospect many of us dread, the idea that one day we might have to give up our independence and go into aged care. For those who spent their childhoods in institutional care, those fears can be overwhelming, as Barbara Miller reports.
Good morning, Caroline. Good morning, Lydia. Not bad, thanks. How are you?
This Melbourne drop-in centre is a place for people who grew up in state care to come together, read the newspapers or use the washing machines and computers. Many of the visitors are elderly and increasingly fearful that they will soon lose their independence.
I won't ever go into an aged care service, I can assure you of that.
Caroline Carroll is the current chair of the Alliance for Forgotten Australians.
I'm not ever going to give the power that I've worked so hard to get for myself away to someone else again. Like many other forgotten Australians who say they would rather die than go into aged care, I think many of us feel that way.
That fear was expressed by many of the 700 people who took part in a study by the University of New South Wales into the long-term outcomes of state care. The authors of the report being launched today say this group must be given special needs status and access to tailored services in old age, including unlimited counselling and in-home care where possible. Lead researcher Professor Elizabeth Fernandez.
As a result of some of the extenuating circumstances and maltreatment that they were exposed to, they are currently reflecting a high level of mental health needs and physical health needs. They are a unique group in need of a higher level of service provision.
The researchers say the study shows that it's not just sexual abuse that has had a devastating impact, but also being forced into child labour, humiliated, having limited access to education. All these things, they say, mean the mental and material well-being of those who were in care is significantly worse than the general population.
I couldn't cope with it. I couldn't cope with it, I don't think.
For Ellen Bocello, life looks like it's going to end like it began.
We've gone a bit 360 here and we're going to go back into institutional care.
It's a prospect that fills the 65-year-old with dread.
I worry about being locked in cupboards. I worry about being, and I know that it doesn't happen anymore, but I worry about being tied to a bed. I worry about not being loved.
Fears the general population shares, all the more potent for those who lost trust a long time ago.
Barbara Miller.